Finn and Miranda. Miranda and Finn are in the garden. It's autumn, but it's still warm. The desert is changing over for the season. The colours of their view go blue, purple, red, beyond the long-shadowed green of the lawn. A small coolness in the air says time has passed. Time will pass. Miranda sighs, like she can feel it. Then she sips her gin and tonic and smiles at Finn. From the house behind them, there's a shriek of laughter. Through the glass, Finn can see the grey-blue shapes of Ree and a friend of hers on the sofa, watching TV with their hands sticking out in front of them. Drying nail varnish, probably. The friend is wearing a panda onesie, Ree a tiger onesie. "Cute," said Finn, "though we all know the real endangered species in this house is me." Finn's scrolling through his phone, looking at houses in Ireland. Not houses, really. More like ruins of castles and towers and manors. Falling down castles at knockdown prices. There's a medieval keep in Waterford that'll be a nightmare, undoubtedly. But it's on a hill. There's no landslip, he says to Miranda. And from its battlements, you can see the Celtic Sea. I like it, says Miranda. Are we still aiming for spring? Yes. No point doing it now, right before Christmas. What's the date? Huh. Finn's checking his phone. Did you know it was Guy Fawkes night a couple of days ago? I forget it over here. What night was it? Miranda asks. Monday, I think. Really? She starts to laugh. My forgetfulness amuses you. Or is it the festival itself? It is possibly the weirdest of the English rituals, not to mention the most macabre. Though I have to say, Jesus emerging from his grave, that's also weird. Halloween's got nothing on that. No, Miranda says. Maybe I never told you. This is the date Nepenthe gave me to have my memory back. It's today. I'd forgotten it. Today, Finn says. There's a moment of silence as both of them contemplate it. Did you manage to get the airfare refunded? Asks Finn. Sort of. They'd only give it to me as a voucher, and I've got to use it before the end of the year. So we could go to Ireland for Christmas, says Finn. Yes. Look at cheap castles. Hey, what about Rome? You know, it's been 15 years since we last saw it. There are things we haven't seen. Ree was telling me about this museum designed by Richard Meyer. She remembered the architect's name. No, I filled that part in. The building is designed around this altar. The Ara Pacis. No idea how you pronounce it. The Ara, the altar, was built for Augustus, who'd been away for 3 years in Gaul and Hispania, like a welcome home gift. City ruins, Miranda says. The city of ruins. Remember the Forum? The Aurelian Walls. That kid who stole your watch. Her gaze defocuses, off to Rome. I remember, she says. Finn takes her hand. He doesn't know. That's his choice. But Miranda had her choice too, whenever it was made, in the 90s or years later or a few weeks ago, and he knows the outcome of that. Miranda smiles again, looks away, looks back. A look Finn can't quite get the gist of, maybe because there is no one gist. An excess of gists. If there's reassurance, it's perhaps only part reassurance. But if there's trouble there, it's only part trouble. Parts and possibilities. And haven't they always lived like that, even when they didn't know it? What was that other wall called? She asks. The oldest one. Older than the Aurelian walls. We saw a section of it on the Aventine. Remember? That Japanese tourist asked for a photo, and you were going to take one of him, but it turned out he wanted one of us. And quite rightly so, Finn says. We're a beautiful pair. We should go back and revisit that wall. I just can't remember its name. Don't worry, says Finn. I'll look it up.